All right. Welcome back. Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Hey, man. Good to be with you. Good morning, everybody.
So, thanks for coming to WGXE and stopping at the Catskill Community Center to tell us about this day of activity that you're...
Starting this morning, obviously here, but very shortly I'll be walking down the street to do a ceremony for Greene County, honoring them, honoring Greene County, designated as a Purple Heart County, and you know I think it's certainly because this county, as I move all about the town, it's such a deep sense of ethic of service to our fellow men and women. And you see that in in military service, but it goes beyond that. You know, I saw this county. You know, you never really know the true measure of a man or woman until you see him under adversity. And to see how this county came together in the storm and in the aftermath of the storm. And, you know, I think if the rest of our country shared that ethos, we wouldn't be in the travail that we're in today. So honored to be here and certainly remember always the sacrifice of those who were wounded or lost their lives in the line of battle. And to all our veterans, thank you.
Great. And that's from 10 to 11 today?
Yeah. And, you know, I would tell you that it's also a moment like this that, you know, that we remember and to be born American is to win the lottery. The freedoms that we have here, I say that from the vantage point of having been to about 36 different countries over the course of my lifetime, and how fortunate we are to be Americans, and that we pray for peace as we are now in the last year of our involvement in Afghanistan, that we pray for a long period of peace, that our diplomacy will take front and center, that through commerce and trade and through the exchange of ideas that we would inspire a long period of peace. And so that'll be the event this morning that I'm heading to Dutchess County. We've got a similar event honoring veterans. From there, I'll head up to Columbia County and take a meeting with my committee that works on selections for the military academy. Get an update. We've been interviewing young men and women throughout the 11 counties. I'll get an update on where we are with that. Then I'll head to Schoharie County. And after that, we've got an event up there in Schoharie, and then I'll be back in Columbia County for two final events of the evening. The first is a picnic. It's a culinary event where it's focused on veterans. But, you know, I have to say that we have some of the very best chefs in the world in the Hudson River Valley. Of course, we've got the Culinary Institute, and they have been committing themselves to helping veterans integrate back into society, dealing with the stress, of post-traumatic stress. And this program is fantastic. And so I'm honored to be with them this evening before I do the final event, which will be in the northern part of the county, Halloween event for the community.
Wow, so five events, five counties. That's insane. So it sounds like...
Typical day, actually.
Ah, okay.
When I'm not in Washington, you know, with 11 counties, our family's all in. This is, the listeners out there may know, you know, I have self-imposed term limits. I don't plan to be a career politician. But during the time I'm serving folks, I give them every bit of energy and commitment I have. And so that means being out in the community, going to events such as these, but then also listening and hearing so that I can better represent in Washington, D.C.
Cool. So how long is your term?
So I've said the most I'll serve is 8 years. A term is 2 years, so I'm in the process of finishing 4 years. So, at least I'm at least halfway there. I've always said I've served not more than 8 years, the most I'd serve.
When did you know you wanted to get into politics?
Well, you know, for me, it was really a calling. It started as I grew up in a working class family. I started in the military as a private. I was commissioned through the Siena College ROTC program and went in to serve. Candidly, I thought I would only serve 3 years, but I ended up serving with folks who loved our country, loved each other. 3 years became 24 years, but the calling to come out and do this really in 2009, sensed that the country was coming apart, moving in the wrong direction, thought that, you know, given my experiences helping bring people together, particularly in Iraq and Kosovo, that I could make a difference. And so I retired from the military in 2010. 7 months later, was elected to Congress, which is dubious, I would say, that in 7 months, I went from the institution held in the highest regard to the lowest regard. So I guess I'm showing a sense of humor with that. But, you know, I think it's important that, you know, in as much as, look, you know, politics frustrates me, but if you want to make a difference in democracy, you really got to get in, whether you're involved voting or you're involved in leadership. And that, as frustrated as we are from time to time, and lately it seems like more time than less time, you know, this way of life, self-governance, is the best way of organizing life in the history of mankind.
There you go. Glad to hear you talk about peace. I feel like, you know, it's got the boundaries have to fall down. And,
yeah.
You know, everyone is in the same boat.
Yeah.
Talking about all around the world.
Well, you know, you look at Syria, and this is what really concerned me, is it looked like for a period of time that our country was moving towards conflict in Syria. Worked that really hard with my colleagues both sides of the aisle, working with the administration, trying to convey my experiences that if we bombed that country, we would have made it worse. And we would end up being responsible for that. That didn't mean for a moment that we condoned what was going on. No, no. I mean, we need to condemn what's going on. But I think if we form a strong international coalition to isolate the Assad regime diplomatically and economically, we can compel them, rather than dropping bombs, which will complicate and maybe exacerbate, make things worse. So I'm encouraged that we took a step in the right direction, I think, by moving away from war into diplomacy.
Are you in a lot of situations where you're trying to move it in one direction and you feel like it's too much energy just going in the other?
Well, we have you know, one of the challenges we have in our country right now is the way that congressional district lines have been drawn. The parties actually colluded over the decades, and we have a situation now where the preponderance of the members who serve in the Congress actually come from hardened districts because of the gerrymandering that's gone on, either far right or far left. So at a moment when our country has a divided government, when we need to come together, I mean, certainly we're a country that celebrates, you know, the diversity of thought. We have spirited debates about all that. It's a wonderful thing. But we also have to come together. At the end of that debate, there has to be action that occurs. So it's frustrating to me when we have these moments when we have difficulty coming together. I spent an enormous amount of energy in the last month trying to bring a practicality to the Congress. You know, that doesn't mean anybody has to give up on their principles. What it does mean is we need a budget. We need a plan. I mean, this is the most basic level of responsibility in government. And to do that, you know, we have to work together. You know, one way to think about it is, I think that particularly in Greene County, really all across upstate New York, there's a reverence for the Constitution and our Bill of Rights, how special we are to have this way of life, and recognize that in that design, that the founders, they set up a form of government that in the absence of consensus, we keep the status quo. They did that on purpose, really, to protect our liberties. But if you believe, as I do, that the status quo is unacceptable, then by very constitutional stipulation in your divided government, you're going to reach for common ground. Because the status quo is unacceptable and we need to do better. And that's one of the reasons why we have to find a way to work together. And really, a predicate to that is treating everybody with respect. And I want to see, I certainly want to try to inspire more of that. And so being out in the community helps with this, because I hear from such a wide range of views and I can distill those thoughts and help communicate them better down in Washington.
Tom, do you want the mic? The mic is on. Oh, hey, Tom. Welcome.
Hello, Representative Mr. Chris Gibson. Can I shake your hand?
Good morning, Tom. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Nice to see you. Now, I've been hearing about Mr. Representative Chris Gibson for quite a while. I didn't know who he was. All I know is that he was good. Okay? And then one day, Carlene Murphy. From the Haitian program, okay? Now, apparently, Representative Gibson showed up at... he shows up at millions of things. I know, I heard about that. You name it, he there. Okay, I get it. But he showed up at a Haitian event of some kind. Carlene go on the air afterwards. This is verbatim what she said. Representative Chris Gibson. Now, he's a Republican, but he's a good man. He has a heart. There you are.
Tom, you know, Carlene, wonderful lady, I think a strong leader in the community for all people, including the Haitian American folks. For me, there's a special place in my heart for Haitian Americans. One of my tours, I served in Haiti after the devastating earthquake of 2010. I led the contingent of paratroopers there to help. And God bless the people of Haiti. You know, in the first hour that I was there, I remember that for my paratroopers and myself, we came off experiences, four combat tours to Iraq. So we had a certain perspective of travail and the human condition in acute stress. So here we are. I'm on the ground, and I'm trying to get organized so we can help the Haitian people. And there's a really big traffic jam. My vehicle's barely moving. And I see a Haitian man is coming up to the vehicle. And of course, my first thought is, I wonder why this guy's walking towards me, you know, given my experiences in Iraq, wondering if this is a threat coming. But so I'm looking at him, and I'm looking at his eyes, and he comes up. And the first thing he says to me is, how are you doing? And I have to say that, I mean, it was such an emotional moment, because I said to him, I said, I can't believe you're asking me how I'm doing. He goes, well, you're new to my country, right? I said, your country has just been devastated by this earthquake, and you've lost tens of thousands, and ultimately it was a quarter million people who lost their lives. And I said, and you're asking me how I'm doing? He goes, well, I want you to feel welcome. And I got pretty emotional at that point, and I think that that was really, it ended up being very illustrative of how incredibly thoughtful the Haitian people are. Just the way that they deal with adversity, I think the whole world could learn a little bit from how they dealt with that. And, you know, when we went on then over the course of weeks to do everything we could to help the Haitian people and with recovery and emergency actions and water and food and medical treatment and the like. And but I'll always remember all my days I walked the earth is just the spirit, the soulfulness of the Haitian people. So it was a great privilege and honor to be at that event that Tom's talking about and to work hard for the folks here. The Haitian American.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in once again. And
love this station. Thank you so much. It's a great public service that you provide, and very entertaining as well. Very thoughtful. So, Matt and Tom, thank you for this time to be with you. And God bless you. I look forward to the next time.
Great. Have a great 5-county tour of doing all that good stuff today.
Thanks, Matt. God bless all of us out there.
Mr. Representative, keep being good. Thank you. Because everybody thinks he's good.
Thank you.